Mic check. Got good sound this time now. Welcome back to Talk to Me with the Coach, Mike Reed Maintenance. We're on the road once again, take you youngsters behind the scenes. And I got the man T, Tyler Saladino. Dino. See, I was going to butcher it up just to see if he was going to catch me. Well, we're taking our youngsters behind the scenes on what it's like being a major leaguer. So what's the experience been like for you?
It's everything you could imagine and some and a lot. There's a lot to it. It's still the same game of baseball, but a whole lot more meaning behind each time you go out and do something.
What is it like when you wake up in the morning and think, wow, I'm getting ready to go to work, and your job is play baseball and get paid a good amount of money for it, too?
To be honest, the money doesn't cross my mind one time. I think about the game itself, who we've got coming up, and the daily preparations that it takes to get ready for that for game time.
And what's that preparation for those youngsters?
It's a lot. It's a combination for me. I've been doing this for 5.5 years now professionally, so the everyday grind. So it's a lot of training. You know, staying in the weight room, doing the things you need to do in there, with sprints and everything out on the field. Ground balls and everything, and that's just the physical side of it. You know, mm-hmm. There's plenty of video to be studied on the other guys to get ready, especially being new. I'm, you know, still trying to learn the other guys that we're playing against, so watching a lot of video and anything else that we have throughout the day, whether it's early work on the field in the cages, I mean, the whole nine.
So, you know, a lot of guys that watch you guys, major league guys, they think you guys show up at 6 o'clock for a 7 o'clock ball game and just go out there and play.
I hope they don't think that. It's nothing like that. If it was that easy, anybody would be doing it. And the guys you see out here are the best of the best. There's a lot more than just game time. All day long stuff going on.
And, you know, since we're taking our TV audience behind the scenes of what it's like, I don't know, it's like 3:30 right now in the afternoon. We get here about 3 o'clock, 3:30. You guys are already here, and you're here until the game starts at 7, and then about 10:30, 11 when the game over with, somewhere around midnight, y'all get out of here.
Yeah, most of the time it's a long day. Over the course of the season, there's many more days that are spent at the field all day long than there are, half days, I guess we'll call it. Those are the, you know, with travel and everything like that, there could be some days where we don't get into real early in the morning or late, however you want to look at it. And we may cut down a little bit of the workload just to try and get our bearings back in order. But for the most part, we're here, you know, usually anywhere from, you know, noon to 1 o'clock, depending on game time. We'll be here till midnight, 11 o'clock, 12 o'clock.
You know, our TV audience don't know. It's kind of like our second interview. Since we're taking you behind the scenes, we did an interview a couple of days ago, and the audio didn't come out, so we had to redo it. But, man, you were talking afterwards, and you mentioned that you went to Oral Roberts and you committed because you didn't have another school. And a lot of young high school seniors out there that graduated don't have nowhere to go to school. They don't realize that a lot of major league ball players in that same situation, they don't know where they're going to school. They wind up just by chance getting a school to go to. And all you guys weren't highly touted and recruited guys out of high school.
No, it was, some people are more fortunate to get on a certain stage at some point in high school and perform a little bit and get their name out there. But there's, I mean, many more that don't have that route, don't have that going for them when they're younger. A lot more. We all know that. There's tons of guys that just get after it every day, hoping for a shot, an opportunity, a chance, something like that. And that's what it's all about. You know, the guys that may have got a few more looks, they also were doing what it took to get to that point, you know? So for anybody out there that's trying to continue playing ball, it's, you got to do whatever it takes. You know, getting good grades, you know, not skipping things that you know you should be at, doing everything that it takes and some, because that's what I did. I mean, that's all I know.
You know, a lot of major leagues out there that got their own story, what opened the doors and got them opportunity. It wasn't necessarily being the best ball player on the field. It just got to be a lucky break at the right time, right place.
Yeah, it could be that. You know, I'm sure that happens a lot. Right place, right time, that seems to be a common thing about getting an opportunity. But it's also, you know, gets right back to doing what you know you should be doing day in and day out, because that's going to put you in a better position than if you decided to out on a thing or two. So just making sure you're staying on top of your game, who you are, you know, trying to, you know, building relationships in this game. The, you know, many people, small world in baseball, and you never know what could come your way. So staying ready, being ready for it every day.
Let me throw these last two questions out to you. In that interview, what we got lost because the audio didn't come out. I asked you who were the biggest mentors for you. You mentioned that it was your grandparents and your father, because they was there all the way for you.
Yeah, from the very beginning, far back as I can remember. My grandparents were the host of everything. You know, Little League all the way through travel ball. And my dad was, you know, he followed in their footsteps, and he was right there along their side. And three of them, I mean, they coached. You know, my grandma was just the heart and spirit behind all of it. But
my baby,
she's the proud grandma for everybody, But they coached all of us in town growing up. My brother's a few years older. And they started with him and my cousins and worked their way down. And it's just a family thing for sure.
And just this last question. Now, you mentioned growing up in San Diego and going to the games and sitting in the nosebleeds and working your way down to the good seats. Tell our audience about that.
Yeah, those are the good times as a little kid wanting to go watch a major league ball game, you know. I mean, like, you do anything it took. If it was $7 to sit up top and watch it until the crowd started to beat the traffic out of there, I'd start working my way down, trying to get closer, you know, see them a little bit closer. You can't hardly tell. You just see a little figure from up in the nosebleed, so I'm trying to get down closer and see what they really look like and all that. And
I wouldn't know. We sit in the press box by the game, so we got pretty good views.
Yeah, you're spoiled now, coach over here.
Were you an autograph seeker?
No, actually, I wasn't. I got one time from Kilvio Varis, and that was all I needed.
That's all you needed.
I got a professional autograph, you know, major leaguer for the hometown team, and I cherish that.
Coach, say you yards behind the scenes with the man, T.S.
Thanks,
all right,
Coach.
Appreciate it.